middays. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Look at that. We about the unprofessionalism of it. John, what are you doing? Come in here now and explain yourself. We're about to do... This is a podcast. Very professional podcast.
I thought you were in the jacks.
There you go.
He goes very fast. He's back much faster than you think because he doesn't wash his hands. So it's much... He gets back much surprisingly fast.
Say, if anything actually...
I don't even know if he goes in the toilet. I think he just went to his desk and did it in the drawer. That's what I saw happening anyway.
That is not terrible. It's not a sad indictment of how professional we are.
That we go to the toilet in our drawer.
No. People walking in and out of the studio. Unbelievable. My God. How are we going to reach the heights?
The heady heights. Yeah. I tell you something.
By the way, can I just point out you're soaking?
Oh, I know I am. I just have my head in a bucket of water. Yeah. Or a basin of water, yeah.
Yeah, just depending on when you're listening to this, you may not be aware that we have just finished a big finale there, you know, sending somebody to New York and on the radio show. And it did involve PJ having to stick his head in a big bucket of water.
I was so surprised my head didn't fit. I mean, the bucket, looking at it, it looks quite large. You think you can easily get a human head in.
Oh, yeah.
And to be able to get the human head to push an apple down to the bottom.
Right.
Oh, it wasn't even close. I mean, it was a real squeeze.
Right.
So I as well. As I am, the rims of basinry around my head are the parts that really hurt the most. I think I must have swollen head syndrome.
I have to confess to something as well. You're bobbing for apples.
Yeah.
That was effectively the theory
that
behind
the game.
It, right?
Big apple and all that, yeah.
And that's obviously quite a common game, or a kid's game was in our day anyway, around Halloween.
Yeah, I don't think kids play it anymore, no.
I could never do it.
I
don't know whether or not I was being duped or whatever, and there was too much water.
Too much water.
In my
that
basin.
That is why you couldn't do it. If you can't press the apple off the ground, or not the ground, off the bottom of the basin or the bucket or whatever, then you can't get a bite.
Right.
So overfilling.
So this massive inferiority complex that I've held with me for about 50 years.
No, trust me, your mouth is way big enough to get an apple into it. You'll be like a pig in the spit in no time. But it's just literally, if they overfill it, you can't get enough of your head. You can't hold it enough to put weight on the bottom of it.
Do you reckon that was an actual ploy by my parents?
Might be, yeah. Might have been. I can see our parents going, now, don't be letting them think that he's great. It's making him possible. You know, don't be letting them start thinking he knows how to eat apples.
The other one
I
could never do. Did you ever do that one where you hang it off a string off a door frame?
And you're
supposed to get it that way.
But that's another very.
I can't do that either.
See, that's impossible because it's effectively the overfilled basin.
Right. You have to try and ram it against the door frame.
Yeah, you have to be able to push it against something.
Right.
Someone else's back of their head or something like that.
Because I do remember having the thought that maybe if I was to push it away, that as it came back. I would kind of, you know...
Catch in your mouth.
But all it did was smack me in the face.
I'd just smack you in the teeth, yeah. Just ask for a headbutt. It's easier.
Yeah,
but I don't think those Halloween games or anything are even popular anymore. I don't think anyone does that anymore. Very old hat.
What else was there, though? I mean, that's the only one I kind of remember.
Well, it was standing next to a fire in a black bin bag. That was a great one. See if you could survive it.
Health and safety was very different.
That was a great one.
You were dunking people in water, smacking their heads off apples.
Yeah, hiding rings and change in pieces of cake that kids put into their mouth. That was another one.
That's true as well, yeah.
Yeah, screws and all people would be putting in... You know,
wasn't the idea that with the ring thing that it was somehow a marriage prediction or something
like that? I can't remember.
The next to be married. But I'm only six.
And you'd be like, well, tough shit. You know,
you're going to have to marry a woman down in number 47. But she's 83. Yeah. Well, look, I'm sorry, there's nobody else single on the road. Well, right?
Neither of you know what sex is. It's grand. It doesn't matter. You can live happy together. You'll inherit something, you know what I mean? And the other one was the coin. There was something that if you got the coin, it meant you were going to be rich or it was luck would cross your palm or something like that.
I'm surprised they ever got any fruit into the brack with the amount of metal
that was in it. Yeah, back in the day, you couldn't waste so much ingredients because the people would starve. So you had to fill up the cake with coins and screws.
Random bits of metal.
Yeah, your elf and his ashtray and all. Be hidden in the brack.
Wow.
Let me say, if you find your dad's ashtray, it means you're going to smoke great cigars when you get older.
I always think, as we fall into this trap occasionally, that you go on about, your kids, my God, they're stuck to the screens, they don't know,
they don't know whatever.
And this, that, and the other. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you were to say to a kid, you know, you don't know what, you know, stuck to that blooming PlayStation thing. You don't know what you're missing.
You're missing out on life.
We used to catch bees in a jar and all. That you're saying that's better than this 4K HD.
Much better.
Game.
We used to get a piece of paper and a magnifying glass and set fire to it. It was flipping magnificent.
Yeah. Oh, it was incredible.
And then our dad would overfill a basin and put apples in it and half drown us for Halloween celebration.
Yeah, and we used to chase each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. What so? Yeah, just saying. What would that do? Well, you'd catch somebody.
The
what do you
excitement.
Mean? What, you know. You're catching somebody, don't you?
We used to play shit in a stick. So it was a great game.
You were running, were you?
Yeah, you were running.
Yeah, we're running.
And there'd be one of your friends that have a lump of shite in a stick. And if he got you, he'd hit you with it. And he'd shite your back. And you're missing out on all those wonderful moments of childhood.
And meanwhile, you're playing this, 4K HD Deep Foreign Worlds thing and all that and whatever.
Playing Futurama or whatever it's called. You don't know what you're doing. You're missing out on real life.
Man.
Yeah. The day you say no to coming home with shite your back is the day you say no to life.
But the weird thing was, when we were kids, you know, when we were of that age, we somehow felt that we were ahead of what had gone before.
I know.
What was that like?
Your dad used to...
Rolling a tireless wheel along with a stick or something.
Yeah.
Or what the...
Your granddad just battering your dad with a bottle of empty whiskey bottle because there was none left or something for a bit of crack. A little game.
Like, we somehow, just because we had bikes and stuff, we thought we were ahead
of
the game.
Yeah. I know, but I didn't hear, that's why their stories seem so mad, you know. Like, you know, when we, what was it, one of my friends that used to go, when we went swimming down in Bull Wall and all, we used to go down, we'd leave our shoes there, because nobody has shoes, but you'd have to wear your belt. You'd be in the nip wearing your belt in the water, because the pure leather, everyone would rub it off you. So you'd have to wear your belt, nothing else, and wear your... I don't know if that's true, but, you know, that's the things they used to say. And
wow.
Yeah, all that sort of old rubbish.
So
yeah.
It begs the question then, in 50 years' time or something, are kids going to be going, saying to their kids, oh, I'll tell you, oh, we had, you know, say something, we only had it in 4K HD.
It was amazing, yeah. Look, there's you in your virtual universe, not even on the planet, hanging around with BoBot 13. We didn't have servant robots, you know?
Yeah.
My ma used to make me get me own dinner downstairs. He used to make me use an air fryer. It was like a fucking prehistoric, so it was, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, probably will be something along those
lines.
Somebody
will definitely be complaining about the fact that all they had was like, you know, sometimes we used to have to plug it in ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unbelievable.
It was amazing. You had to go home to use the air fryer. Now you just put it on your phone and it heats up.
Wow.
Yeah. It's gas. That's the thing. I suppose we won't. Even the idea of having food that you need to heat would probably be a strange thing. Just buy a hot packet.
That's what it is, yeah. It'll be just injected into you anyway. You won't be stopping for eating.
Take a tablet.
Hang on a second now. The gas about this is speculating on the future, right?
Do you remember? Never right.
Exactly. Never. I mean, we used to have that show, Tomorrow's World. Do you remember
brilliant.
That?
Brilliant.
Loved it.
And he used to predict what it would be like in the 90s sometimes.
Exactly.
Because that was the future.
Because it was around since the 60s and 70s, wasn't it?
And it used to predict, and it'd be like, by the year 2000, all cars will be airborne.
Yeah.
Men will eat with a hole in their hands. All teeth will be fake teeth, and some will have mobile telephones in the teeth. So it was all that. Yeah, it was never, all of it was wrong. Yeah. All of it.
Because, I mean, they did sort, well, they didn't predict because it was already underway, but the mobile phone thing, that was... You know, whatever. But they definitely did predict, you know, flying cars. And like almost like the Back to the Future kind of, you know, hoverboards and all that.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
All stuff like that, yeah. And
I'm trying to think that these
pants are bulletproof pants and they'll be available in every high street store. If you're tired, they will walk your legs for you and all. All this, never. Stupid old stuff.
Yeah, because most of it didn't come true. We're still waiting.
But there was always some lunatic scientist with a prototype that he had built in the 1970s or whatever.
Yeah.
And he'd have built it. And he'd be like, here's the iron pants. As you can see, they look like regular pants. And they were like these massive iron yokes with bolts and all hanging off them.
Yeah.
And a huge black screen with just green letters on the arse of them. And you're going, of course you can't sit down, but future models will be... Like, you know, it was really silly things, like, you know, or a tie that you could put into a cup of tea to see if it was cold enough to drink and everything. And everybody will be using that tie, dipping it into a cup of tea. Like, it was such... Stupid inventions.
And even the computers, the stuff when they started talking about computers, they couldn't possibly. I mean, the weird thing about it is the stuff they got wrong, whatever, right?
Yeah,
no flying cars and no hoverboards and whatnot. But they would never have predicted some of the stuff. Like,
no.
The idea of what you know, what your phone can do nowadays.
Nowadays,
is
yeah.
off the charts.
Never in a million years would they believe that you would have to live your entire life through this screen that's in your pocket. Where you'd have the answer to every question in the universe at the touch of a... And still people were fucking idiots. They never would have predicted it. That we'd have
that is
the entire wisdom of the world in your pocket and people would be thick as shit. You know,
it's true.
They never would have
it's
predicted
absolutely
it.
True.
Never, ever,
you
ever.
Would wonder how we've managed to stay so you know. So
oh, but we'll wipe each other out completely. And we'll wipe each other out going, I'm smarter than you. That's yeah. what that's human's destiny there, that is,
oh,
you know.
Man.
Yeah, that's the show we should be on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know where you'd begin to do a tomorrow. Actually, tomorrow's world nowadays would be kind of boring.
It'd be so techie.
It'd be literally AI and electronics and everything. And
it
whatever.
Wouldn't even be presented by a person.
Yeah.
AI would be there going, I'm working on the elimination of the human race. It's going to take me.
Exactly. It'd be presented by a toaster.
Yeah, we think we can get
to
it all
you,
done.
To you, I'm a humble toaster.
Yeah. But really, I'm.
For those who know me,
I'm an AI spy. Working on eliminating the humanites. Yeah, I know, it's gas, yeah. So
we must be one of the few species that actually rushes to its own extinction.
Oh,
we're literally trying to do everything so that we don't have to do anything.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Just
yeah.
mean, like
we
we're trying to wait. Take any action, any human action out of the world.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you mean I have to stay awake to watch this programme?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God. Has nobody invented that for
this
that?
This is bullshit. You know,
they're saying I can't fall asleep and still watch the programme at the same time.
Yeah, but you're ridiculous. Right. And we're also that generation now where we're the generation where half our lives were lived with no internet whatsoever. It didn't exist. And the second half of our lives has been completely the digital age.
Yeah.
So that's a weird deal. We're that generation. So no generation after us will know what it was like to not be a child with... out have an internet access, so we are literally the last of that, which is mad when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, a Jim is the last generation to ride a horse to work and to go up a chimney as a child to make a few bob. But you know, some of us aren't that far up the road. But you know, it's just mad when you think about that. When you think of Jim, he used to be hiding in hedges when the Brits were going past,
and now
he has AI on his phone.
So it would have been handy back then. I'd have known when they were coming.
Yeah, I tell you. But they're going, look, have Britwatch. The app.
It's a new app.
Yeah. The GPS locator.
I never really thought of that before. It's mad to think that your life has like crossed over,
Oh yeah,
that's
if you're in your 50s
internet
now,
is like that must. They always talk about the greatest invention. They go the wheel and fire and all whatever, right? But fuck me, the internet must be right up there.
Oh yeah, but if you and
for good or bad,
it's the worst thing that's ever happened.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
It's
especially social media bit.
Yeah, it's convenience culture to a degree where it's really inconvenient. Like it's the worst thing we've ever invented.
Yeah,
you know, ever invented. We just don't know it yet, but it is definitely going to be the end of us. But and yet we are the last generation where half our lives with it and half without it. I know there's people older than us, but they don't use it.
Yeah,
they're still the great unplugged. They will remain the great unplugged. You know, your granny's
they're
not
still
there.
Talking about shitting a stick, are they?
Yeah, they're still doing it. I seen 2 8-year-old old ones chasing each other with shitting a stick on the way into work this morning. They'll have a great fun.
Yeah. Oblivious.
Yeah, totally oblivious, yeah.
Yeah.
I was there, there's an app for that now.
Imagine that. Imagine if there was genuinely an app called Shit in a Stick where you basically virtually chased somebody with a shit in a stick.
It'd be brilliant, yeah. Oh yeah, that's great.
I mean,
yeah.
To be fair, they had that mad joke where people were going around chasing Pokemons in fucking back streets and
they did, yeah.
The other people's kitchens
and
all
that. Yeah, the Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that just shows you the disconnect, you know, some people had. We had a fellow who worked here and he walked down Sheriff Street playing Pokemon Go twice and came back without his phone twice. Remember that?
Oh, I do.
That's a good few years ago now.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different times, I suppose. Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, knowing you need to be aware of your surroundings.
I mean, the thing is, I think you'd be fine going down Sheriff Street with playing Pokemon Go today.
Right.
But when he was saying it, I mean, remember he went in, there was one supposed to be behind the back of the church and all. Remember that? Monday on a lunch break.
But that's what I'm saying.
He
took it so seriously.
And a bunch of young lads just went, give me your phone. And he was there, what? I'm playing Pokemon Go. They were like, you're not. No, you're not. That's over now.
But like he was leaving work and everything.
He had to go and look for Pokemons, yeah.
What was it? It suddenly one would become available or something, and it'd be like rushing out to get a special offer.
I don't know. Yeah, he had a map on his phone where they were, and he went out to try and catch them, yeah.
It's mad shit.
He was a looter, that lad. That's the one. That's the fella we were talking about on the podcast last week, actually, who one of the presenters turned around to him one day and went, "Shut up, David, just shut up. Shut up. Stop talking." And he was like, "This is real
weird. This is a bit harsh.
Very hot, bit hurt by that now, I have to say." Some people just don't get an easy run, unfortunately.
He'll be the lad. He'll inherit the earth. They'll take over.
Well, as Darrell Breen always says, they say the meek will inherit the earth. The question remains then, what in the name of Jesus are they going to do with it?
Yeah. They'll be afraid to do what with it.
Because if they're all walking around playing Pokemon Go, maybe we are better off going off as a human species.
Man. Right, well, that's it now. We're going off to be taken over by the dreaded AI robot.
Thank God for that. There'll be no podcast next week. It'll be done by AI.
Yeah, it'll be done by a toaster and a fridge.
Yeah, the toaster and the fridge will be toasting it next week. They're both I was going to say Wi-Fi contactable. Hey, God, that shows you the shit level of ability I have. But imagine, I'm looking for a Wi-Fi contactable fridge. Do you have one of them? You'd be like, this is Arnott's. I know. I heard you have one though, and a pair of trousers.
They don't have to be Wi-Fi contactable, by the way.
If I put the trousers in the fridge, will the fridge tell me what size it is if it's Wi-Fi contactable?
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
PJ, a very proud father of two glorious angelic children who are arguably the most well-behaved kids you could possibly...
Good Lord, what sort of diatribe has begun... And to hit your audio right now.
Trust me, he never stops going on about how lucky he is and how absolutely great they are in terms of their behaviour and all that sort of stuff, and just how they're turning into little ladies and gentlemen, really.
Blood of Jesus, I've done what's this going on?
And particularly around food time, meal time in the new Gallagher household is a joy, by all accounts. And he's not alone. Seemingly, there are a number of parents out there, according to the papers, that actually question whether having a family meal is worth it at all.
Having a family, it's like a chimp's tea party. When it comes to meals, I couldn't believe it when I saw it today. 61% of parents say that meal times are the best time of day that they spend with their kids, because it's the only times of day for a lot of them that they're fully able to engage with their child without any outside distractions. Right. Now, the very first thing when I read that sentence I was thinking of was, why in the name of God would you want to engage with your child without distraction? You know, what talk about a recipe for disaster.
For either one of you. Yeah. Either let them be distracted so that they don't do anything wild.
Yeah, or...
Or you be distracted
so
you don't
have a headset on so you can't at least hear what's happening. You know, they say that, kids with kindergarten, basically kindergarten age, you know, toddlers and all, picky eaters and trying to get kids to sit at the table and cleaning up after a meal, and they're saying that the top hurdles faced, but that overall, it's a truly worthy experience. I don't know. I'd put two bowls out like with the dogs as we want. I think it's the most stressful time of my day. I have to say, the rest of the day is grand to a degree, but that is... last time, I gave him his dinner. I came in one day, I said to Jim was like, "How are you?" I was there. "I'm very tired." And he was like, "What happened?" I gave him his dinner one day, and he put
Milo.
Yeah. This actually happens when Jim gave me breakfast one morning. So I gave him his dinner, and he looked at it and just started crying. Right.
Now, before anybody assumes I did, that was no reflection on PJ's cooking ability. Yeah. I know you've seen multiple Friday features, but no, this was legitimate, proper food.
Yeah, just looked at it and he just started to cry. He just looked at it and went, "Aah!" I was there. It's not that upsetting. It's very basic
not
stuff.
Not that bad. I said, loads of people eat it.
I said, "God almighty, of all the disappointments I've given people today, this is the one that starts tears." Yeah, so I gave him something else and he picked up the bowl, poured it all over his head and threw his fork at me. And I have to, you know...
Say something. As restaurant reviews go, that's terrible.
Imagine doing it in a cafe. Imagine. In a restaurant. Imagine.
Yeah.
Go in and Gar Mullins in the Marker Hotel and you just pick up the eggs and rub them in your hair and start crying and then throw the fork at them. He'd be there going, that's the...
We should have said that to Gar when we were up with him the other day.
We should have said to him,
what would you take from that sort of a review, Gar, now? If a lad put his dinner on his head and threw a fork at you, how would you...
Yeah. He was saying, yeah, knowing him, he's so nice, he just gone, do you want another one, so? Yeah. Wow. It's unreal, isn't it?
So yeah, you're not one of the 61% then that feel it's the joyous time of day, one of the best times to actually engage with your children.
No, I'm one of the 38% here that says, dinner time. What? Probably the most difficult time of the entire day. It's an absolute struggle. So a lot of parents say, I'm already juggling so much. And then people say, I have to read to them and all. And try and do something. Apparently, it's a great time of day to do learning activities after it.
Yeah. I mean, it really is like a circus then in your place. Not only is there the chaos going on, but you're literally like one of those circus performers that has to dodge knives being thrown.
I am. That's what Kelly's going to do now. Is she's going to put me on a rotating wheel. Try not to stab Daddy.
Yeah. Hey, look at the dancing corgis.
Oh, we got him again.
Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Weekends allow you a little bit of freedom.
Oh, they do.
For different things. Some people like to indulge in a fizzy drink, maybe.
Get your takeaways and all.
Get your takeaways. That's the other big thing about the old weekend. Even if you are somebody who's trying to be on the, you know, reasonably healthy side of things, you normally get a bit of a pass at the weekend. You know, whether you choose your Friday or your Saturday night for your particular takeaway vibe.
Oh, yeah. Listen, if you're going on a diet, though, think of the poor takeaway people. Give them a ring first, will you? Let them know. I won't be ordering. I know I normally get my order in on a Friday or a Saturday.
Yeah.
I won't be doing it this week. Don't be worrying about me. You might think that's a stupid thing to do. But Jordan Bateman, his local Chinese, was so used to his weekly orders that when he went on a diet and stopped ordering, they were like, there's something going on there. You know?
He's cheating on us.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Jordan, yeah. See, the thing is, Jordan, right, has an alter ego. So it normally performs as a drag act called Ruby Slippers. And he's been a loyal visitor and regular. And obviously wanted to begin a major weight loss journey because of the costumes and everything.
Oh, right.
It was becoming to be a costume.
So his stage persona needed to slim down a little bit.
Well, just wanted to. Like, he's lost, in fairness, lost 14 stone.
What?
Yeah, phenomenal amount of weight. It took a bit of a personal. I love the way they said, with help from a personal trainer and a weight loss drug. Just a bit of effort there.
Yeah. Hard to know who had the most effect on that one. But
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. So, and it says the turning point came when he was singing a song on stage and they were too breathless and went, that's it, I have to stop. And he said it was embarrassing. So takeaways had to be ruled out. But the takeaway people were so used to him calling over the years that they rang and said, are you all right? Are you?
And checking that he was still alive.
Yeah,
like.
And he was like, yeah. And he goes, why? I just
thought you'd passed.
I mean, we never sell as much Chinese to anyone. And then suddenly it's just stopped. We're wondering if you're all right, you know.
Are you breaking up with us? Was there something we said?
And he's like, no, just trying to lose a few pounder. Like, are you sure? Because it's just, is there someone there beside you on the phone? Just say, bag of chips if you don't feel safe, you know. Yeah.
Are you in a different takeaway at the moment?
Yeah, yeah. Are you doing the George with us? Are you up there in the flame and walk or whatever it is now instead?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because we just don't believe you.
Gino Ginelli's pizzas, you know, have they persuaded you?
You just don't seem like someone who'd give them up, you know. You loved it so much, you know. That's all.
I mean, like, if your takeaway is ringing you...
Yeah, to make
that sure...
It's a sign.
I mean, it is bad enough. It is bad enough when you ring a takeaway and they go, how are you, Jim?
Yeah.
And you haven't said anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because your number is kind of like...
Yeah, yeah. And you're like...
You know.
Yeah.
What?
You're like, what do you mean? Yeah.
Usual Jim, yeah?
No.
Yes.
No. Well, yeah. But with extra chips.
Like, that is... That's already
kind of,
you know...
Unless the food is really notoriously unhealthy from this Chinese. And they're saying, we've done it. We finally killed him. So they were like, you know, the chef is going, come
what
here.
What do you mean? Like, they were taking responsibility, as in fairness, he has been eating unhealthily for years.
I've been giving him...
He's been eating our food.
Seriously, the crap I've been putting into the bag for him. It's been awful, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, see, I normally give him extra fat and everything. Like, I'd check him out, like, make sure he's all right. Because there's no way I think anyone would survive without what we're selling.
Wow.
Unless it was something like that. But,
I mean, look.
It is very socially conscious. I will say fair play.
I was just going
to
say, you could view that as a nice gesture.
I do think
like,
it's
to be
it
fair,
is a nice
you know
thing.
What I mean? Let's check in on
They're
DJ. Because, you know, we haven't heard from him in a while.
They're looking out for their
neighbours.
Or
you could look at it like the fact that, you know. I mean, that's literally, you know, almost 50 quid a night that we're losing out on that lad.
Bit of that as well, probably. They're going, check and see if he's all right.
Yeah.
If not, we'll do our best to help him. And seriously, we're going to have to let
him. If it turns out he's not all right, ask him, has he any friends or anything that he could recommend?
Because we've had to let go of two members of staff since he stopped ordering.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Interesting story today about the kinds of hobbies, right, that might potentially put off a prospective partner.
Yeah, yeah. This is a list compiled by women to say that what the least attractive hobbies men have.
And what might be interesting about this list, okay, if you're listening up to make sure your particular hobby isn't on it, is as hobbies go, some of these would be unusual, I would argue.
I have to say, honestly, some of these, it really depends how you define a hobby,
oh,
right?
Oh, very much so.
So the one down the very bottom, right, they picked 14. I don't know why they picked 14, but there you go, that's the number we're left with. And gambling is the one that's on the bottom.
Okay.
So gambling is a very unattractive hobby, right?
Yeah.
Now, I kind of see how that makes sense. People do like to gamble as a hobby. They go to casinos or whatever, you know.
Well, mainly on the GGs and the whatnots. And
yeah, yeah.
I can
understand.
It has an implication on your money and how you handle money. And
yeah, yeah. And it's a lifestyle thing, I suppose, as well. Now, when you go into number 13 and blue movies on the internet is one, you kind of go, wait a minute, is that anybody's hobby?
Yeah.
Or is that just a bad habit? Or something that you just do, you
I've
know?
I've never heard it referred to as a hobby.
I've never heard anyone say.
Yeah, I do a bit of train spotting myself. Oh, do you? Yeah. I'm into the porn.
Yes,
are you? All right,
mattress,
okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm into. I know all the names of all the actors, and I do tours and everything about famous celebrities of Bluey's. I can tell you them all.
I mean,
1973 to 1999 is my.
I suppose you could argue that similar to the gambling.
Yeah.
You know, some people get too far into it.
Yeah.
And it becomes like an addiction and you have to be really careful.
But then an addiction is not a hobby. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. And that's when I see the next one. Like people who's apparently another very unlikable hobby is arguing online. Is that really a hobby? Is that really a hobby? Is that like? Is there anyone out there that says, what's your hobbies? Well, thankfully they cross over. I love watching a Bluey on the internet and then having a row in the comment section.
About how good it was.
About who, yeah. About what should have happened or who you think you are even talking about.
Yeah, it's
I
a weird one. You know,
it's strange.
The idea you'd walk in and go, it's Georgian. Ah, sure, look, you know where he is. He's up to his usual. He's in the garden shed there arguing with some lad in Taiwan about something online.
Yeah.
That's his hobby. He keeps him out of the way.
He loves it.
He likes the potter.
You know the way. He gets into it. He has a passion. That's not a hobby. That's a waste of time.
Strange one.
Waste of time. And then it gets even more bizarre, as if it couldn't. People whose hobbies are drugs, apparently. No, that's not a hobby, though. Like, nobody's an enthusiast to the point of, I tried the acid there, I'm going to get into some of those marijuana biscuits for a while and give them a try. And, we're going on a great weekend and we're going on an ayahuasca pub tour I don't know.
Normally, hobbies are something that you're quite, generally speaking, hobbies now, as opposed to, as we said earlier, on addictions or habits or whatever. Hobbies are normally things that you know, you're quite happy to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about them many times. The wonderful, boring hobbies that we celebrate, like those people who go and collect cans.
That's
or
a hobby.
Those people that go and, you know, take photographs of service stations.
And your
whatever.
Man who makes calendars out of post boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird hobbies, but hobbies nonetheless. None of these so far really fall into the category.
Like your lawnmower enthusiasm would be right up there as a very well pursued hobby, I think.
Right between
drug use and drinking is makeup. So I don't know how makeup has such a bad reputation.
As a hobby,
yeah. I get that. That is a hobby.
Anyway, what we need to do here, right, is to point out this is, I suppose, the nub of the issue. If you're somebody out there, a guy who maybe wants women to find him attractive, and you have a particular hobby, right? So, look it, we've dealt with drugs, porn, gambling, all of that sort of stuff. Apparently, there are worse hobbies you can have because the top two are.
The top two, brace yourselves if you want, are the only. Cosplay and comic books
are worse than porn and
drugs.
That's
worse. Imagine someone coming in and saying, "What's that you're looking at?" And then finding out he's got a pile of dirty magazines and a load of drugs, and going, "Oh my God, for a second there, I thought you were dressing up as Superman."
Yeah, I thought you were into that Dungeons and Dragons for a minute there.
Jeez, I thought you were reading. Oh, I'd have been disgusted if I caught you with the Beano.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Come here, listen, I've just read a story. Optimists apparently have a sort of... they don't have the same detail of thought, let's say, as pessimists, right?
Right.
So, in this toot scenario, someone like myself or someone like the first fella who was on, right, they might go, "I'll get my tooth pulled out today. I'm not looking forward to it, but it'll be grand." Yeah. And there's no detail in that. It's
right.
Just, it'll be grand. It's an overall feeling or an idea that when this happens in the future, it'll be all right, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then you'll ask them the details. How do you mean it'll be all right? Oh, I don't know, like, I'd feel better and... a week or I don't know. It's very vague, right?
Yeah.
And all
very general.
All optimists think like that. Whereas pessimists are very individual in their thoughts and they're very unique in that. So someone like Jim, for instance, you might say,
I am not a pessimist.
Okay.
I am a realist.
Rah, that's what all you say.
No, but
so
anyway,
a pessimist, you might say, I'm getting my tooth out, and they'll go, "Oh, jeez. Oh, and do you know what's going to happen? Your man's going to break in his pliers, and he's going to have to put his knee in his chest, and then there'll be six people in, and they'll come in, and one of them will be a doctor, and he's going to say we should just put him out of his misery and kill him at the minute, and then the other doctor will say no." And
so you're saying that the scenarios get quite detailed.
They get quite
detailed, specific,
quite specific, very individual. You
right.
go down rapid trains of thought, and you pick the one most awful outcome that can happen
right.
as being the absolute definite outcome that'll happen, and there's no vagueness of it'll be grand. There's not even a vagueness of it'll be bad.
Or sure, who knows?
It's here how it's going to go, and here's how bad it will
be. I don't know
be.
What's going to happen, but it won't be good. No,
yeah.
There's not even that.
There's not even
You're
that.
Saying it's very specific.
Yeah, it's not even that yet. It's very like, oh, you know what'll happen to me? I'm going to get an infection in my head, and my head is going to swell up to size so big that I won't be able to get my jumpers on, and I'll have to cut all my jumpers. And then all my hair is going to fall out, and then my face will go purple, and it'll stay that colour for the rest of my life.
And you're saying that with the reverse side, the positive side, the optimistic
it's
side,
much more
is general. So, but like, what about people say who are really looking forward to something? You know, like a holiday or something. You know, are they not? Would they not go into detail on? Oh, I can't wait to, you know, oh, I can't wait to go on the roller coaster, and then I'm going to when that's finished, then I'm going to go over and I'm going to get myself. Candy floss.
Yeah, but you know, it's all. But it's all.
Or then, whatever. Would they not be detailed like that about the stuff they're looking forward to?
But it'll be. I'm going away on holidays for 2 weeks. You know, I can't wait to have the breakfast. I can't wait to just enjoy the sun and the pool and have a few drinks. You know the way it is, right?
Yeah.
All those activities will take a half an hour. But they can't wait for the full 2 weeks. The full two weeks of mystery, you know?
Right.
Whereas a pessimist goes, 2 weeks holidays coming up. Oh, Jesus. She won't stop going on the bill.
Yeah. It's going to start, I'll say, with the packing. Oh, before we even go, there'll be issues about the packing.
Yeah, all I can think about is where to get the plugs. The plugs won't work. And then I'll be walking around, they won't have the food. And I bet you I have an allergy to something in Spain that they haven't even gone to yet. And then I'll have the, you know, and wait to see when it starts. And I bet you they won't have one of these. The waiters are very rude. And the last time I was on way over to the place, even though it was a different country, that's definitely going to happen again.
Wow.
They don't like me over there. You know, you get very detailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you know, I'm not saying it's you, just you. I'm just saying, you know, it's just just saying.
Yeah,
somebody that's
just,
like you.
Just saying, yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, the way you know the way you'd be all worried about stuff.
Would I? Some might say, in fairness, Jim, this, you know, you do have plenty to be worried about.
Well, that's true. You do. Yeah.
Things you have to deal with.
But here's the things.
That's it.
I have the same things to worry about as you. I'm not having a clue what's going on.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.